You're listening to SBS News.
At the height of the HIV epidemic in Australia, a then 19-year-old Richard Keane was given news that would change his life. He had tested positive for the virus that was deemed a life sentence.
I remember it was that real disease stigma and fear of death and dying, you know, and in those early days when I was first diagnosed, there were still conversations going around about, can you use the same cup? Can you use the same plate and cutlery as a person living with HIV? How will that be transmitted? Am I at risk? And so the questions around that were highly based in fear.
Mr. Keane has lived with HIV for over 32 years now and has dedicated his life to improving the outcomes of other HIV-positive people, both here and abroad. He's now the CEO of not-for-profit organisation Living Positive Victoria and wants to stamp out the stigma attached to the disease.
So it was a really hard environment as a young person and as a young gay man to come out into that kind of environment. And I think maybe some of the negative aspects around it kind of caused me to go a little bit internalised and not really listen to the messages that were there at the time.
What started as a mysterious illness impacting the gay community in the early 80s, HIV and AIDS would eventually become an uncontrolled global emergency. And for years to come, there'd be next to no treatment, no cure, and no answers.
But now we know every one of us could be devastated by it. The fact is, over 50,000 men, women, and children now carry the AIDS virus. That in 3 years, nearly 2,000 of us will be dead.
Australia, though, used widespread public health campaigns like this one to help suppress HIV transmission, and it largely worked. Around 8,000 Australians have died of HIV. Of the estimated 36 million global fatalities since the first case was detected. Mr. Keane says while treating HIV now is as simple as taking one pill a day, not everyone is aware. He says education with multicultural communities is paramount in Australia to make sure everyone is informed.
The life that I experience is not experienced by every person living with HIV in Australia, and more than half of new diagnoses are from people that are born overseas. They might come from high prevalence countries, or they might come from an environment where there wasn't many opportunities to test.
The number of people diagnosed with HIV in Australia is at an all-time low. According to new data released by the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales, there were 633 new HIV diagnoses in 2020, a decline of 30% on the year before. But nearly half of the new cases are considered late diagnoses, meaning the person has had the infection for 4 or more years without knowing it. Dr. Sarah Garner, a medical microbiologist from Dorevitch Pathology, says this is concerning.
So we still have people turning up to hospital that are really sick. When we do an HIV test, it's positive, and we find out that their immune system is really, really low. And for a lot of those people, when they're admitted to hospital, they may have 3 or 4 other conditions.
Chris Williams, the co-founder of Prepped for Change, one of Australia's largest online communities for people looking to protect themselves from HIV, said there's still a long way to go when it comes to educating people about HIV and potential treatments. Mr. Williams, who uses PrEP, a preventative medicine against HIV, says it changed his life and has the ability to save lives.
It wasn't really until PrEP came along that it enabled me the opportunity to connect and have intimacy without fear, without the fear of HIV. So that's been momentous, I think, for me, and certainly drives a lot of my desire to do activism in this space.
Fair and equitable access to HIV treatments and education is still a global issue. The United Nations estimates 1.5 million people were newly infected in 2020, 70% of them in sub-Saharan Africa alone. Public health expert Professor Bill Botell, who was instrumental in Australia's management of HIV in the 1980s, says there are similarities between the emergence of the COVID-19 Omicron variant and the scarcity of vaccines to the continued scourge of HIV in Africa.
The rich countries, of course, make sure they get the vaccines and the treatments. And that's what happened with HIV. But that's not the case in the rest of the world. But the HIV virus, the COVID virus, doesn't understand international borders. It just gets on with replicating.
Professor Botell says unless all communities are protected, none are.
So it's not only the right thing to do to give treatment to everybody in the world who needs it for HIV and vaccination for COVID, but it's in our interests.
The UN says for it to reach its ambitious aim of eradicating HIV worldwide by 2030, it'll need renewed global commitment. Alan Lee, SBS News.